I'm Mark Stowers. I'm with HM Close, and I'm the global head of research for that group.
Here we are at the 50th anniversary at this St. Remy research facility in France. And what's that mean to HM Close as a whole?
Well, I think one thing that we look at as HM Close is we're a very long and historied company. We actually date back to the 1700s, and this one location in Saint-Rémy-de-Provence is a key part of our history, part of the legacy that we bring in terms of research in tomatoes, melons, peppers, and squash.
Really specialty crop vegetable oriented, obviously, but you stole one of my next questions, and that was, while this is a 50th anniversary, when you look in your history and you see the companies like Ferry and Morris, later Ferry Morris, and then Harris Moran Seeds, all those are in your history, and those go way, way back, like you said, a couple of centuries or more.
Yeah, you know, that's true, and it's on both sides of the Atlantic. Both in the U.S., we go back well into the 1800s, and here in France, we go back into the 1700s. It's quite a history, and a lot of very interesting history. We even had one time in the U.S., Henry Ford gave us a visit before he even invented the Model T.
Well, that's interesting. You made some statements, 15% of sales income goes into R&D. 27% of the workforce of HM Close involved in R&D. What comes first, the chicken or the egg kind of thing? Is it R&D with new development, or is it sales driving R&D?
Well, that's a good question. So 15% of our sales goes into our research investment, and 27% of our workforce is dedicated to R&D. But, you know, I think the question you ask is really important to us. We're not a company that competes at the same level of investment, perhaps, as some of the other major competitors in our space, where we make our investments in people. And when we look at the talent that's coming out of the universities today, coupled with the commercial talent we have with our breeders and our researchers, we think that that brings a real unique opportunity in terms of human capital development for agriculture.
You know, you're building infrastructure in R&D. You mentioned the importance of youth, and I think one of your comments was training people to take our jobs in the future. Somebody's got to carry on the torch.
Well, you know, absolutely, and there's a lot that we've done very well by being close to the customer and building the bridge with breeders and our sales product development in the field. Now what we want to be able to do is translate that knowledge to the younger team coming on board, but also bring the new technologies, the ways of communicating. It's a whole new dynamic that we can take advantage of, the old and the new, to create our future.
You know, when you look at the research elements, it's not just growing and researching what's good for the growing of the farms and the farmers, but it's what the consumers want. But you've got to do both at the same time kind of thing, grow something for consumers, but also that can make farmers money.
Well, you know, absolutely. Our first customer is the grower. Our ultimate customer is the consumer. And in between, the shipper and all the people that touch our product are important as well. So we want to make sure that we can grow the crop. We can deliver the crop, and the crop that gets delivered is what the consumer wants.
So is it ultimately important for the consumer to know who HM Close is, or for the farmer and the consumer then to know what those varieties mean when they hit the supermarket shelves?
You know, for us, it's all about the product and the consumer, and our job is to get the best product to the consumer. And we want to be friends to all of our grower customers, and we want to make sure that the consumer has confidence in what we produce.
I saw a statement in your materials about global. You might talk on that a little bit, because you guys are really global in nature, and the sharing of information sounds like it's an absolute key to your success.
Well, yeah, the global is a combination of global and local. It's kind of born out of the think globally, act locally. But, you know, one of the things that we really find that's critical is the communication effort. If we can't communicate, we can't take our decentralized organization and scale it to become a bigger and more capable organization to deliver to the consumer. So we need to have that communication in order to scale this decentralized organization.
On the tour of the research facility this morning, we had an opportunity to look and talk to some of the researchers directly involved in the melon research and the variety research going on there. How much is HM Close driving the changes in that particular product and peppers and some of the ones you're really focused on?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. What we showed today in Saint-Rémy-de-Provence was three melon breeding programs. One is a legacy out of the Tessier organization, a legacy out of the Close organization, one out of the legacy of Harris Moran, all brought together, and we're creating a very unique product now in the United States. we hope to take that same sort of combination and recombination of intellectual capacity and drive other product innovations in melon. The same thing's going on in tomato. The same thing's going on in pepper. And I just saw Julian Mazet and Sarah Smith, our two squash breeders, one from one side of the Atlantic and one from the other, talking about squash as we left for lunch today. So really exciting times.
Well, you know, it really is. And your chairman, our CEO this morning, even said to me, it's exciting times at HM Close. We're having a good ride right now. And when you look ahead, there's so much opportunities, it seems like, but it's almost in some cases a David and Goliath story. How do you guys keep weaving that needle and keep growing in the midst of all the shadows of some of the big guys that seem to just, I don't know, just almost conglomerate in nature?
Well, I guess we're investing in slingshots. We're trying to take the approach David used with Goliath and really trying to find the best way to use our intellect and our cleverness to drive unique product solutions. It's not about who has the biggest toys. It's who has the right tools and has the right focus with the consumer.
You know, we look at specialty crops. Sometimes some people call them high-value crops, but really good focus there. And I know the growers that I've met through the various tours and things we've done together are very appreciative of the working relationship you have with that grower at the ground level. How important is that in terms of the overall? While the consumer keeps driving the train, they're really the ones saying what they want on the plate, but your relationship in the field is really key to this, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of those things where we don't want to live a field of dreams. Build it and they will come. Sometimes if we build it and research, they don't come. So what we want to be able to do is understand what the grower needs and at the same time help the grower understand what the consumer wants, even as the grower himself or herself are trying to understand the consumer. It's a complicated web that we try to deliver information that makes sense to the whole value chain.
Boy, and then you mix in pest diseases and all the other things from various parts of the globe, and you get a very interesting scenario. Mark, where is your home base nowadays?
Well, today I've been on an assignment here in France for 2.5 years. I live in Lyon with my wife. And it seems like, again, with HM Close, you travel the world. We spend a lot of time on the road in Asia, Africa, Europe, and North America, South America.
What am I not asking that the growers back home in California, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, those kind of places? I just read a story just a week or two ago, or new numbers out of Alabama. The fruit and vegetable industry has grown 25% in Alabama in the last 2 years. So, you know, the Southeast is planting more vegetables all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and when we, as a global company, we look at a lot of markets around the world and a lot of unique products, but what's really exciting is what's going on in the United States, particularly the Southeast, and also what's going on in Mexico. And that may not be so interesting to growers in the Southeast, but, you know, it's one big produce market now, and what we want to do is create competition and the best products for everyone.
It's funny you say that. I grew up on a small vegetable truck farm back in the day in South Florida on the southeast coast growing peppers as a family farm. And even back then, we were very cognizant of what was going on in Mexico. Back then, before NAFTA, we had to race the clock and then beat the rolling coming across the Mexican border. If we were going to make money, we had to get in that window of time before they started rolling.
You know, exactly. And that's part of we want everyone to be competitive. The population's growing. Consumer demand for quality and quantity is growing as well. There's plenty of room for, I think, everybody. It's just now a matter of, you know, contact your HM Close representative, talk to Harris Brand, talk to Close, and see what they can offer, because I think there's some unique things that, you know, that you can really create a competitive advantage on for yourself.
You know, you just touched on something. The consumer market is huge, can get even better as healthy things come out of the fruits and vegetable research and all that. But really, it's a long-term chain. And I guess in the end of the day, we all need to stick together in educating that consumer about what's going on in ag and ag research and development, don't we?
You know, that's really important. And I know you're aware of some of the work we've been doing with the University of Florida and the 2050 Project. That's an important element of educating the population about the benefits of agriculture. We're doing the same thing at University of California, Davis, also North Carolina State University. We're very keen to partner with groups that have information that we can share with the whole agricultural and consumer food industry about the power of agriculture in feeding not only the world, but bringing nutrition to people that really need it.
I'm a University of Florida Gator grad myself, journalist. Grad there, but it is a fantastic program. You guys have really made a step forward and really made an impact on the university and a very novel program, I think. So congratulations. Hats off to you guys for that.
No, thank you very much. It's a great institution. Florida agriculture is a big part of U.S. agriculture, and we're just pleased to be part of that.
Mark Stauer is Global Head of Research and Development for HM Close Vegetable Seeds. Appreciate your time today, very valuable time, and I very much appreciate it.
Great. Thank you very much.